The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
As I always say, Monday is a chance to start over again and try to get it right this time. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, Monday of the fourth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Tarbula. She was a 4th century virgin and martyr. She was the sister of Saint Simeon, the Persian bishop and martyr. She was consecrated a virgin and met her own martyrdom soon after the death of her brother. She was accused of practicing witchcraft and of causing sickness to befall the wife of the ardently anti-Christian Persian king Shapur. She was condemned and executed in 345 AD. Saint Tarbula, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Most holy and adorable Trinity, one God in three persons, I firmly believe that you are here present. I adore you with the most profound humility. I praise you and give you thanks with all my heart for the favors you have bestowed on me. Your goodness has brought me safely to the beginning of this day. Behold, O Lord, I offer you my whole being, and in particular all my thoughts, words, and actions, together with such crosses and contradictions as I may meet with in the course of this day. Give them, O Lord, your blessing. May your divine love animate them, and may they tend to the greater honor and glory of your sovereign majesty. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the Gospel of today's Mass, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus says that he is the gate. Whoever enters through him will be saved. And this made me think of something that has been coming up in the prayers at Mass since Easter Vigil and throughout the season of Easter, which we're still in, that Jesus is our Passover. For example, in the prayer that we pray, that the priest prays right before the Eucharistic prayer, so the preface, we pray in the third preface, it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Jesus is our Passover. What does that mean? Well, what does Passover mean? Passover comes from the word Pascha in Aramaic, which means Passover, which also means passage. Jesus is the gate through which we go. We pass through him in order to pass over from sin, which is separation from God, to pass over from sin to communion and reconciliation with God. Jesus, you are our Passover. You are the gate. It's thanks to you that I'm reconciled with God, that I am saved, that I am redeemed. Once I went to a farm, and we had an opportunity there to feed the animals. They gave us a tour of the farm, and we got to feed the animals, and we fed the sheep. And sheep, oftentimes people say sheep are really dumb. Now, the shepherds there, claim that they are actually much smarter than they seem, or much smarter than they look, smarter than they're purported to be. Apparently, they can remember up to 50 individuals at a given time. And the sheep were docile, at least when food was involved. When you had food, when you had straw in your hands, they'd come over and go wherever you went. And we are like the sheep, in many senses, perhaps. Maybe we're smarter than we look. But on a more serious note, we're also super docile, or we can be. We can be very docile when food is involved. When it comes to Jesus, food is very much involved. And what do I mean by that? Food is sustenance. Food is life. If you and I don't eat, we don't live. We don't grow. Jesus is our food and our life and our happiness. It's literally our food when we receive him in communion in the Eucharist. But let's not be afraid to walk through that gate, to follow Jesus, who is our Passover. He's our key for passing over from a boring life of egoism to a life of adventure, to a life of self-gift, to a life of love. Jesus, I want to follow you. You are the shepherd. You're also the gate. You're the Passover. You're the key of passing over from sadness to joy, from loneliness to communion, accompaniment, not just accompaniment, union. When 10 Minutes with Jesus in English started several years ago, I was told that our target audience was young people, college age, or university age, you know, maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little bit older, but around that age. And after several years, I know that people of all ages listen and pray with us. And that's wonderful. But I want to say something that is perhaps more for young people, though not necessarily just for young people, but that's who I'm going to try to target with this part of our meditation, with this. Hopefully, we're making this our prayer, right? Our conversation with Jesus. What I want to say is, the vocation Jesus has given you is going to require a leap of faith, for many, or perhaps many little leaps of faith, but they may seem big and difficult. Maybe you're called to marriage, as most people are, but don't be afraid of the radical change that comes with marriage life and family life and the uncertainties that come with it. Don't let that take away your peace, one step at a time, trusting God, accepting the children that he sends, and the difficulties and the joys too, right? And perhaps there's some of you who think that God might be calling you to celibacy, perhaps in Opus Dei, perhaps as a diocesan priest, perhaps in a religious order, as a nun or as a monk. And maybe that celibacy is not your first personal preference, okay? It wasn't my first personal preference either. Don't be afraid. Right? If you think God may really be calling you to that, take a step. And that step will help you discover whether it is your call or not. Go talk to your spiritual director. Go make a come and see visit with the diocese or with that religious order that you're attracted to. Don't be stuck. Make a step. Make a leap of faith. And maybe you'll see that that is in fact your path. Maybe you'll see that it's not, but that's still a step forward in finding out what the vocation is. But we gotta take a step towards the gate, towards our Lord, and walk through. May we be good and intelligent sheep that trust the shepherd, that trust the gate, right? Wherever we are in life, wherever you're leading me, Lord, I trust you. And in order to discern our Lord's will, whatever stage in life we're in, it takes regular, consistent prayer. Be consistent every day. And a willingness to make that step, even if I don't have 100% certainty, takes a leap. And most times we won't have 100% certainty. Could be high, could be 80%, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, but it probably won't be 100%. So it takes a leap. But Lord, I want to take that step. Whatever step you're asking me to take, I want to take it towards you. Our Mother Mary has a title, which is the title of Gate of Heaven. And it may seem like we're repeating ourselves because we were just referring to Jesus as the gate. Jesus, you call yourself the gate. And Mary is the gate of heaven. So she is the gate to the gate, right? She brings us to our Lord. She leads us to Jesus. So Mary, we ask you, please pray for each one of us everybody we know, but for those of us doing our time of prayer right now, pray for each one of us that we may have the fortitude to walk the walk of Jesus' will for each one of us. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's always a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RollifantRadio.com and on the Rollifant Radio app. This day of prayer begins in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Rollifant Radio and the Rollifant Radio app. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Rollifant Radio and the Rollifant Radio app. This liturgical day begins right now as we join the whole church in prayer. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth."
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Alleluia.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, "If I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people." I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Alleluia.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Alleluia.
my heart and my flesh. Alleluia.
Rejoice in the living God. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw a wild beast come out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 diadems, and on its heads blasphemous names. The beast I saw was like a leopard, but it had paws like a bear and the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave it his own power and throne, together with great authority. I noticed that one of the beast's heads seemed to have been mortally wounded, but this mortal wound was healed. In wonderment, the whole world followed after the beast. Men worshipped the dragon for giving his authority to the beast. They also worshipped the beast and said, "Who can compare with the beast or come forward to fight against it?" The beast was given a mouth for uttering proud boasts and blasphemies, but the authority it was given was to last only 42 months. It began to hurl blasphemies against God, reviling him and the members of his heavenly household as well. The beast was allowed to wage war against God's people and conquer them. It was likewise granted authority over every race and people, language, and nation. The beast will be worshipped by all those inhabitants of the earth who did not have their names written at the world's beginning in the book of the living, which belongs to the Lamb who was slain. Let him who has ears heed these words. If one is destined for captivity, into captivity he goes. If one is destined to be slain by the sword he will be slain. Such is the faithful endurance that distinguishes God's holy people. Then I saw another wild beast come up out of the earth. It had 2 horns, like a ram, and it spoke like a dragon. It used the authority of the first beast to promote its interests by making the world and all its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed. It performed great prodigies. It couldn't even make fire come down from heaven to earth as men looked on. Because of the prodigies, it was allowed to perform by authority of the first beast. It led astray the earth's inhabitants, telling them to make an idol in honor of the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second wild beast was then permitted to give life to the beast's image, so that the image had the power of speech and of putting to death anyone who refused to worship it. It forced all men, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to accept a stamped image on their right hand or their forehead. Moreover, it did not allow a man to buy or sell anything unless he was first marked with the name of the beast or with the number that stood for its name. A certain wisdom is needed here. With a little ingenuity, anyone can calculate the number of the beast, for it is a number that stands for a certain man. The man's number is 666.
Whoever is victorious will be clothed in white robes.
I shall praise his name in the presence of my Father and the angels. Alleluia.
Whoever stands firm until the end will be saved.
I shall praise his name in the presence of my Father and the angels. Alleluia.
From the book on the Holy Spirit by St. Basil the Great, Bishop.
Our Lord made a covenant with us through baptism in order to give us eternal life. There is in baptism an image both of death and of life, the water being the symbol of death, the Spirit giving the pledge of life. The association of water and the Spirit is explained by the twofold purpose for which baptism was instituted. Namely, to destroy the sin in us so that it could never again give birth to death, and to enable us to live by the Spirit and so win the reward of holiness. The water into which the body enters as into a tomb symbolizes death. The Spirit instills into us His life-giving power, awakening our souls from the death of sin to the life that they had in the beginning. This, then, is what it means to be born again of water and the Spirit. We die in the water, and we come to life again through the Spirit. To signify this death, and to enlighten the baptized by transmitting to them knowledge of God, the great sacrament of baptism is administered by means of a triple immersion and the invocation of each of the three divine persons. Whatever grace there is in the water comes not from its own nature, but from the presence of the Spirit, since baptism is not a cleansing of the body, but a pledge made to God from a clear conscience. As a preparation for our life after the resurrection, our Lord tells us in the Gospel how we should live here and now. He teaches us to be peaceable, long-suffering, undefiled by desire for pleasure, and detached from worldly wealth. In this way, we can achieve, by our own free choice, the kind of life that will be natural in the world to come. Through the Holy Spirit, we are restored to paradise. We ascend to the kingdom of heaven, and we are reinstated as adopted sons. Thanks to the Spirit, we obtain the right to call God our Father. We become sharers in the grace of Christ. We are called children of light, and we share in everlasting glory. In a word, every blessing is showered upon us, both in this world and in the world to come. As we contemplate them even now, like a reflection in a mirror, It is as though we already possessed the good things our faith tells us that we shall one day enjoy. If this is the pledge, what will the perfection be? If these are the first fruits, what will the full harvest be?
As we rise up from the baptismal waters, our sins are washed away.
And the Holy Spirit comes down to us like a dove, bringing the peace of God from heaven, where the church is prefigured by the Ark of Noah. Alleluia.
The blessed waters of the sacrament of baptism free us for eternal life.
And the Holy Spirit comes down to us like a dove, bringing the peace of God from heaven, where the church is prefigured by the Ark of Noah. Alleluia.
Father, through the obedience of Jesus, your servant and your Son, you raised a fallen world. Free us from sin and bring us the joy that lasts forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord further explains his comparison of himself to a good shepherd. It's in today's gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday of the fourth week of Easter, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek. One would think that as familiar as his audience was with sheep, that they would have gotten the message from the Good Shepherd dissertation in yesterday's gospel. But today the Lord finds he has to explain it further. Today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Truly, truly I say to you,
He who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers.
This figure Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them,
"Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not heed them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. The story has it that the sister of St. Thomas Aquinas asked him, "How do I become a saint?" And he responded, "The first thing is, you have to want it." Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. As a heart longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for Thee, O God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? We pray thus in the Liturgy of the Mass. The deer attempting to slake his thirst with water is the psalmist's symbolic way of describing the desire for God present in the heart of an upright person, a thirst and vehement desire for God. Such is the aspiration of one who is not content to accept worldly success as the satisfaction for human ambitions. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Jesus' question forces us to take a radical look at the broad horizon of our life, to which only God gives ultimate meaning. My soul thirsts for God. The saints were men and women with a great desire to belong to God completely, despite their defects. We could each ask ourselves, have I a true desire to be a saint? The answer would most assuredly be in the affirmative, yes, but our reply should not be as to a rhetorical question, because for some, holiness is unattainable, something to do with ascetical theology, but not a real goal for them, a living reality. We want to make it happen with the help of God's grace. So longs my soul for Thee, O God. We must start by making the desire for holiness flourish in our own soul, telling our Lord, I want to be a saint, or at least, when I experience my softness and weakness, I want to be a saint. To banish doubt and make holiness more than an empty word, let us turn back and look at Christ. The Lord Jesus, divine teacher and model of all perfection, preached holiness of life, of which he is author and maker, to each and every one of his disciples without distinction. You, therefore, must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. He has taken the initiative. If he had not, the possibility of being a saint would never have occurred to us. Jesus puts it to us as a command, be perfect. And so it is not surprising that the Church makes sure her children hear the following resounding words. Therefore, all the faithful are invited and obliged to holiness and the perfection of their own state of life. Consider then how vehement our desire for holiness has to be. In Holy Scripture, the prophet Daniel is called a man of desires. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all were worthy of such a title? The first thing that souls must do if they embark on the path of holiness is really to want to be saints. Whatever may come, whatever may happen to them, however hard they may have to labor, whoever may complain of them, whether they reach their goal or die on the road, allow your soul to be consumed by desires. Desires for loving, for forgiving yourself, for sanctity, for heaven. Do not stop to wonder whether the time will come for seeing them accomplished, as some pseudo-advisor might suggest. Make them more fervent each day, for the Holy Spirit says that He is pleased with men of desires. Let your desires be operative, and put them into practice in your daily tasks. Therefore, we should examine our conscience to see if our desires of holiness are sincere and effective, and furthermore, to see if we take them as something obligatory for a faithful Christian. As we have seen the Second Vatican Council state in response to God's desires, this examination could reveal the reason for so much weakness and apathy in interior struggle. You tell me, yes, you want to. Very good. But do you want as a miser longs for gold, as a mother loves her child, as a worldling craves for honors, or as a wretched sensualist seeks his pleasure? No? Then you don't want to. Let us develop these desires with the virtue of hope. One can only effectively desire something when there is hope of attaining it. If we consider some aim to be impossible and not for us, we will not really desire it. Our theological hope rests on God. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We continue praying now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night.
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers. By evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servant.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hand. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and happy to be known as companions of your Son, we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nation.
Let the splendor of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia.
I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia.
I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands.
The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies, he shows his might.
I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting.
I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up.
I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
I will turn darkness into light before them.
Alleluia.
The Lord does whatever he wills. Alleluia.
The Lord does whatever he wills.
Alleluia. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession.
For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas.
He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants.
Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people, their land he bestowed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Where two or three gather in your name, Lord, you promise to be with them and share their fellowship. Look down upon your family gathered here in your name and graciously pour out your blessing upon us.
The Lord does whatever he wills.
Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification. Confession on the lips to salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the good shepherd. I pasture my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the good shepherd. I pasture my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia. God the Father was glorified in the death and resurrection of his Son. Let us pray to him with confidence, saying,
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Father of lights, you bathed the world in splendor when Christ rose again in glory.
Fill our minds today with the light of faith.
Lord, enlighten our minds. Through the resurrection of your Son, you opened for us the way to eternal life.
As we work today, sustain us with the hope of glory.
Lord, enlighten our minds. Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
Set our hearts on fire with spiritual love.
Lord, enlighten our minds. May Jesus Christ, who was crucified to set us free,
be today our salvation and redemption.
Lord, enlighten our minds. And now we take this time to offer the prayers of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the Paschal mysteries on earth. Bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
John and Glenn are all set to bring you morning air in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid is along a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.